Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, September 28th, 2005. It's a real joy to take a few moments each morning and share a portion of the scripture with you, as well as some comments, and hopefully bring you an encouragement and a spurring on to faithfulness. It is a beautiful day here in South Central Pennsylvania where I prepare these messages. Sky, as I look out today, is just absolutely blue, and yet it's crisp outside, which I always look forward to in the fall. Today's message is titled, Purpose Determines Priorities. The scripture text is a portion from 2 Timothy 3, verse 10. This is the Apostle Paul writing, and in what is his final letter to Timothy. You, however, know all about my purpose. I heard a great message yesterday in a chapel service at a local Christian high school. The speaker was challenging the young people to follow Christ in a special week of commitment services. He repeated an expression for emphasis that really states a great truth. Purpose determines priorities. And he also shared a corollary truth that priorities reflect purpose. One of the great needs we all have in life is purpose. Many aimlessly drift throughout their lives with little sense of direction or purpose. As a young Christian, I learned to share my faith using the four spiritual laws, which begins with this phrase, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Of course, plan in this text can also be equally understood as purpose. And truly, God has a purpose for each of our lives. 2 Timothy is considered the last letter that Paul wrote. In today's verse, he lists a number of personal characteristics that Timothy had observed and knew all about. Paul demonstrated these characteristics in his life, and thus he was known by them. Among them was my purpose. The word means a plan or a resolve, denoting that his decision has been made. Another reference states this purpose to be the guiding motive of his life and work. God has a purpose for each of us. There are aspects of this purpose common to all of us who follow Christ. Although we may not all choose to word it the same way, it could very well be very similar to my personal mission statement that I place at the bottom of each encouragement email and on the website each day. This could also be called my personal purpose statement. It reads, I am created by God to bring Him glory. Through God's Son, Jesus Christ, I have been redeemed, and I make it my life's goal to please the Lord. My mission in life is to honor God through my faith and obedience, and to prepare myself and all whom I may influence for eternity. But I believe God also has specifically gifted each of us for the unique purpose He has for our life. This purpose varies depending on the gifts and callings God has granted us. In Acts 12, verse 36, we read, When David had served God's purpose in his own generation, my goal is to serve God's purpose for my life in my generation. Let me ask you to consider several questions today. Do you know your main purpose in life? Do the people who know you clearly observe you living by your purpose? And third, do your priorities in life reflect this purpose? This is the Daily Encouragement, that audio message podcast for this lovely Wednesday morning. There's a couple of additional notes. The full text of that verse is in 2 Timothy 3:10, and there are other characteristics mentioned as well. I encourage you to read it, but I focus on that specific characteristic purpose for today's message. Brooksine has a prayer she prints, and I also have a brief update on my mom. She's doing, we think, a lot better the last couple of days. There seemed to be some type of real turnaround this last Monday morning. For those of you that follow the series, you may recall that we take care of my 84-year-old mother who lives with us, needs our care, and she had a real severe bout in late August, requiring an 11-day hospitalization. She came home very weak and disoriented, confused, And we just didn't know to what degree she would improve from that, but we're determined to keep her in the home as long as we could. And there was, through most of that period, little improvement, but just the last couple days, it seems like she's taken some really great steps. Again, thanks to those that do follow our lives and have prayed for her. Have a blessed day today. Stay encouraged and stay faithful.